Hey, this is Brian from your friendly neighborhood Infamous podcast, and we have a deal for you. If you go to comixology.com right now and spend $15, when you check out, use the code Infamous and you get $5 off. That's right. When you spend $15 on comics at comixology.com, you get $5 off when you use the code Infamous. So go help out the show and your friends at the Infamous podcast and get some digital comics. You're welcome.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this week we're heading west.
West?
West.
How far west?
Westworld.
I'm going
west.
East.
You're going east?
Yeah.
I'm going to tomorrow.
I'm going Shogun.
Shogun. So if you haven't figured it out yet, we're talking Westworld this week.
I want to show now that Shogun World.
Were you...
I don't have to have all the mysteries of everything, but I want like a six episode arc of just Shogun World.
Or like a mini series?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Shogun World, Westworld, Shogun World.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, colon.
And what was the Indian world called?
Raj
World.
Just the Raj.
Oh, just the Raj?
Yeah. So, and we still have three parks we haven't seen.
Barbarian World.
Medieval World.
Medieval World and Future World.
Nope. Jurassic Park.
No, not Jurassic Park.
It's all Michael Crichton.
It's not now.
Well, that's true.
This one was created by Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy.
Yep, Lisa Joy. That's right. Co-creators, husband and wife team. And then J.J. Abrams is involved.
This
with
is
it
the
somehow.
Sequel to The Person of Interest.
Yeah.
It totally is. If you cut out all the quote-unquote procedural stuff on Person of Interest, which wasn't really like procedural, like a police show or anything, but if you cut all that out and just get down to the story about the machine,
yeah,
it's a prequel to Westworld.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch that at some point.
Yeah,
I mean it's on my list,
right,
you know, to watch, but
I just feel that way now.
Yeah.
this season makes me feel more that
okay
way about Person of Interest.
Wasn't
which was created by Jonathan Nolan.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wasn't he involved with that? Was Lisa Joy involved with that?
She probably was, but she wasn't. He created that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, just get it out of the way. Did you enjoy season two?
For the most part, yeah.
So
yeah,
you liked season one, right?
In some parts. Yeah, I liked season one.
Did you find the disjointed storytelling at all confusing or
annoying? No, because
I watched
Lost.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. There were moments where you went, wait, where are we?
Yeah.
And then you'd get it. Like, Bernard was the, like, focal point of where you were in the story.
Right.
And it was like, I'm like, yeah, I've watched Lost. This is okay.
Did you just watch it once?
Yeah.
So I've been watching
we
it
We watched it over the period of the last 5 days.
Yeah. And so two episodes a day is about
two episodes a day. Had to go back and watch one. Like part of one because I fell asleep.
Yeah.
But like I said, there were moments where it got slow to the point it's like, okay, I can pause this and go to the bathroom type thing.
You know, but I think that's just the nature of this particular show.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a deep show.
Yeah, yeah.
They make some legit.
It's one where I say this one is more you should go back and watch than like Game of Thrones. Like everybody will go back and watch Game of Thrones.
Right.
She's gone back and watched Game of Thrones. I have not.
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, when Chuck's not on, Game of Thrones is on.
Actually, Westworld's been on a lot lately because I've gone back and rewatched. I rewatched all of season one, and then
I don't know what it is, but my brain must suck in that stuff enough that I don't have to go back and watch it as much.
I just like it.
I know, but even if I like it, I don't have to.
Yeah, I get it.
Go back and, you know, watch it over and over again. There's stuff I do want to go back and watch, and like I said, Westworld's one of those ones where it's like, I think once it's over,
yeah,
it'll be worth watching the whole thing at
once. When you can watch it as a complete, like, bookended five-season story.
Is it going to be five?
That's what they said. Okay. That's what the plan is five seasons, so we'll see.
They said the same thing. Oh, wait, that happened on Supernatural. It was only five seasons.
Well, these are people we can trust.
Yeah.
The CW is not a trustworthy organization.
I'm sure that there's a plan for the show.
They have a plan.
Yeah. But I think, like, they didn't have a plan.
Oh, no.
Aaron Douglas has come out and said that. They didn't have a plan.
Yeah. They were like, what can we do that's different? Okay.
They have a plan. Now, well, I think that Jonathan Nolan, being that working on Person of Interest and dealing with an AI storyline and knowing where the faults are in that storyline, because Person of Interest has some faults with that AI story.
Okay.
And I think that was like a test run.
Okay.
For this show.
Is the AI from the beginning in the...
The AI is the story, okay. But like it's... not the 100% whole story, because the characters are part of the story too. The Jim Caviezel character and the Michael Emerson character. Yeah. And eventually the Amy Acker and Sarah Shahai. I think that's how you say her last name.
Okay.
I think that like...
Was she the girl who was on Life with...
Yes.
I think,
Damian Lewis.
Shawnee, something like
Shahai
that.
Or something like that, yeah.
She is very attractive.
Yeah.
And she's on...
But Amy Acker kind of falls into a role that would be a host kind of role, because she links to the machines. She's human.
Is she a hostess?
No. She's scary, actually.
Hostess.
She's scary on that show.
Is she?
Yeah.
Like more scary
Her name is Root.
Root?
Yeah.
Like as in root of my computer?
Like a root core program?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, she's... Cool. She plays a really good, scary character.
Yeah.
So that's why I was so mad at The Gifted.
Oh.
I hate the whiny version of Amy Acker.
Yeah.
I like the strong Illyria root
version. The Illyria.
Version.
You like Illyria versus Fred?
The Illyria root
version.
Okay.
Well, speaking of like characters that made like a complete 180, let's talk about Dolores.
Yeah.
She went from being the welcome wagon to being... the villain.
Oh, she was welcome wagon still.
Well,
just welcome to death.
Welcome to anarchy.
welcome to death.
Mean, they even called her the Deathbringer.
Yeah.
So, Rachel Evan Wood crushed it this season.
Evan
with
Rachel Wood?
Is that what I say?
Rachel Evan
Wood. Oh, Evan Rachel Wood crushed it this season with Dolores.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I loved Dolores in the first season. I loved her even more this time out as the bad guy, as the Wyatt, like...
Was she a bad guy?
I think she was, because she has nefarious plans at the end of the series.
In the human race, there's nothing nefarious about that.
I mean, like, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm on board. So,
because she'd be your robot overlord.
I'm okay with that. You know, that's all good.
I should say she would be your robot overlords, because there's two of them now.
No. There's just the one.
So
by the way, spoilers.
Yeah. So what is Tessa Thompson's character then?
It's not Dolores. They have not said who it is. But if you see that last scene, she's holding a gun. So hopefully it's Angela.
Okay.
So, but no,
I think it's Dolores.
They said it's not. So
who's they?
Lisa Joy and...
Oh, in the after?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the after. So.
It was actually an interview afterwards. But the passenger is the fact that Dolores rode Charlotte Hale's host body out of the park.
Okay.
That's how she got
out. She had the bag full of...
Memory balls.
Yeah.
Memory cores.
Yeah. So it's the who's the five that she took with her.
Well, and so that's the question, right?
Because there was five in the bag, and one of them was Bernard.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she reloaded Bernard up.
She did. She redid Bernard.
Yeah. I mean, she rebuilt his body, because she ended that body, but she smuggled him out.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
Along with probably her father.
Well, so her father's memory core, though, was different, because it had the Delos OS on there.
Right.
And so, like, William Abernathy was essentially gone.
Yeah.
He was the key to open the Valley Beyond, or the Forge, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And it was, I think it was a different color. I think it turned black. It wasn't red. So I don't know. I think
that, like, she pulled it out of his head. So his core is there, but it also had the Delos core.
Right.
Well, and the same thing.
So do you think she has Teddy's core?
No. She had Teddy's core. She put them into the world at the end.
So, but just because she put him into the world doesn't mean she doesn't have a copy of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This
sorry,
be really,
Cyclops
really...
won't be on the show next year.
That's all right. I mean, James Marsden was really, really good. Marsden was really, really good.
Yeah.
This season, and I'll get to the part about him that was like really kind of cool, heartbreaking, awesome, and just badass all at the same time. But I don't know, man. I just really enjoyed like the embodiment of this season. I like that we got to see kind of them pitching Delos to get money. The
right, we
the
got the
second episode.
This was the origin of Westworld. You got the origin this year. Last year, you got the origin of Bill.
Yeah,
and that, and this year you got the origin of why of, the, why yeah. Westworld is what it is
right.
at present day.
So season episode two was called The Reunion, and it's where we got to see them out in the real world and pre when they were trying to pitch to Logan.
Right.
And it was Akichita and Angela.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, this is the test. How do you know? And then he's like, when he flipped out, when he figured out Angela was a
right.
was a
and
host.
Then all the rest of them.
And then she stopped them all right there. Sees all motor functions.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was really, really cool to see. I liked the addition of the Confederados at the beginning. The, what was the kid's name? Who played, he was the one lieutenant that she killed and brought back.
I don't remember.
He was on the Black Donnellys. Yeah, he was on Justified. He's been in a ton of stuff. I really like him. I like when he shows up and stuff, and I cannot for the life of me remember his name right now. But yeah, I don't know. I think the little cameos this year.
The Giancarlo Esposito showing up was like, what?
Well, and he was a Ford, you know, Ford bot, you know, and
just the different little things they did that, like, you're like, whoa, okay.
Well, and it was so dark at first. You're like, is that?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Nice.
When he walks out.
Nice. So
I thought, they're going to blow the side of his head off. No. I really thought that they were going to, like, blow the side of
his head
off.
You thought his face was going.
Yeah. Like you would have seen the robot style. Underneath.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. The dude from the security group that they dunked in the robot building batter.
Yeah.
That was
kind of vicious.
That's pretty horrific.
I'm like, so that's hot.
Yeah.
That's like hot. It's like
magma.
Molding plastic. Yeah. Like you would do to build a figure or something.
And it's
and I'm like, when
like,
they stick his face in there, he starts screaming. I'm like, oh, so that's like literally just hot plastic.
It's not just a bucket of milk.
And it was just hanging off of his face.
Was,
I'm like, oh man.
And they cleared it off. Like, you know, they brought him with him and everything. But yeah, her little horseman apocalypse group that she had
the
with
one
her.
The masked riders
they were pretty cool. What did she call them, the Horde?
That makes sense.
I think you know, she definitely, I feel like as much as I liked her, I felt like the whole getting derailed by William Abernathy
the whole father,
near the middle of
the
story
thing.
Kind of was like, okay, what's going on with her arc? But then you have to think about the fact that this season took place over the span of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Except for a couple other scenes that were
the past.
Outside of that, the past or the future.
Right.
But the cool thing is, I think the coolest thing we learned is that she built Bernard.
Yeah. Yeah. That it was Ford and her that built Bernard.
Well, and they
because
were
she remembered him the most.
Well, he was trying to rebuild Arnold. And Arnold always got to the point where he killed himself.
Right.
And so he tasked Dolores with figuring it out, and she changed him and made Bernard.
Right.
So, but yeah, that was really, really, really awesome.
That's what I think. If that would have been cool if she would have called the new version a different name that would have started with a C.
Bernardold.
No, like a C.
Yeah.
You know, so he would have been a new version.
Kenard.
That would have been kind of cool.
Yeah. That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
But I also think that might be a little bit confusing because it is still the same, you know, the same guy.
But he's in the real world now.
They all are. Not all of them, but.
Well, not all.
Well, and I like how Arnold in his compound had the robot making equipment.
Right.
It was kind of nice.
Kind of makes sense.
So, I'm trying to think. There's so much to unpack here. James Delos. That whole thing with the fidelity tests.
That was probably the most derailing part of the story.
Yeah.
Was that just because at first it's like, what's going on? Like, here's the lost part of the story right here.
Yeah.
A guy in a room that gets visited every few moments, you know. How many times have we done this? 1,000 and something. Oh,
this is number 145.
Right.
You know. Ed Harris was really good this season too.
Harris should get.
I mean,
like,
he's always
he should
good,
get something
don't get me wrong,
like some TV award for this.
Emmy, Golden Globe,
right.
Oscar, whatever.
He's such a like tragic, evil character.
And he wasn't even like evil this season, really.
Not until the end.
Wow.
Well, when we find out why his wife did what she did.
So, all right. So the first time watching through, I somehow missed that.
What, the suicide?
Well, no, him, what he
him
said.
Him telling her what he
that,
is?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know how I missed it.
Yeah.
Like, I think I might have just gotten
maybe
up
you're not
to,
as invested in that character.
No. William?
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah. I think that might be a little bit of a.
He's
I like
one,
the character,
he's one I'm more invested in. I'm less invested in Dolores. Teddy, I don't care.
I really like Bernard. Bernard's my favorite.
Bernard.
So.
Maeve.
Maeve
and her crew are probably like more what I'm invested in that
yep.
part of that story. And not even the gotta find my daughter, just what has she become?
Just Maeve, like, you know,
yeah.
Neo Maeve.
Right.
Haley wants to see the new Mission Impossible.
Sure.
So we've been watching the old movies and we just watched two the other night.
Yeah, she's in it.
And she's so young. It's crazy.
Well, it's like watching Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, her and Carl Urban in that movie are like, you know, what, 15 years ago at this point?
At least 20, maybe.
Yeah. Almost 20, probably.
But I love her.
I mean, Vin Diesel looks the same.
Well, yeah, because he looked like a 50-year-old.
I mean, he's buff. He's more buff now than he was then.
But he looked like a 50-year-old guy 20 years ago.
Wow. That's kind of mean.
And now he still looks like a 50-year-old guy.
That's kind of mean.
So.
I don't think he looks like a 50-year-old guy.
He looks like a really buff 50-year-old guy.
No, he don't look like a 50-year-old guy. But, I mean, that's the thing is, like, she looks the same, but you're like, she's aged well.
So, she's so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I love her.
And I'm glad they didn't, like, you know, that they let her keep her accent for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, a lot of stuff, she doesn't have her accent.
HBO doesn't really do that to people.
Well, I mean, just that the programmers made her
that
way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the way her character is made. Yeah. And because I'm like.
It's so much more seductive with that accent when she's, you know, trying to get people in the Mariposa to, you know, buy hookers.
Yeah.
Well. Speaking of Maeve, we had Clementine, or should I say zombie Clementine.
Yeah, she was like a total robot this year.
Well, because she got lobotomized.
Well, right.
And they pulled her out of cold storage, and she was literally the harbinger of death.
Well, yeah.
And then at the end,
she was the harbinger of death.
But no, that was good. I think Ford had a little more control over her than what Dolores probably knew.
Maybe. But I don't think Ford had much control after they killed him.
Well, he did, though.
He did, but he didn't.
Because he was in the mainframe.
He was just screwing with the system until he left the system.
I mean, he had a good amount of control there.
Right.
But, he had a lot of control over Bernard there for a minute.
Yeah. I don't know. Bernard had the most disturbing storyline of the season.
Well, you know, when it's, you know, it's like waking from a dream, and he's like, it's not a dream. It's a nightmare, you know.
Yeah.
And I love the way he delivered that line. It was so just
the programming.
I mean, it was him fighting the programming a little bit, because it was him just fraught with actual emotion.
Yeah.
And, you know, like,
he's become more human than what he was built from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Arnold had lost everything.
Yep.
And Bernard had nothing ever to lose. So it's like he's had so much to gain.
I mean, of all the robot hosts, he was the most human.
Yeah. Okay. Jeez.
Come on.
Jeez.
That was funny.
Freaking man, baby.
That was funny.
That wasn't funny.
That was
eye rolling.
Cringe inducing.
Yeah.
So, no. And then, so We're kind of jumping all over the place here, but it's
that's
kind of,
fine. I don't want to do an episode by episode.
No. We had you know the whole thing with Hector and his thing with Maeve and the snake tattooed lady and the Doppelbots as they were called as he called them when they got to Shogun World.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Well, it was the whole thing. What is the character's name? The
Sizemore.
Writer Sizemore. So Sizemore was very honest with Maeve, like, you know, because I think he became enamored with her after she made him strip down and put on clothes and showed him what she could do.
Right.
I think he became enamored with her, not in a romantic way, but just in a way of, what have you become?
Well,
so yeah. He was, like, dead seriously honest with her about everything he did and everything. So when they got to Shogun World, and they're like, this seems familiar, and he's like, well, look, I had to write this much in this amount of time.
So when they did the Japanese version of Paint It Black,
right?
Oh yeah, I was like, yeah. Oh, they're doing it again, yeah. But it's in the Japanese people. This is so
as soon
awesome.
As they rode into town, I'm like, well, yeah. This looks like last year.
But as soon as the
and he gets off the horse and
yeah.
kills the one guy, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna get this again.
But it was funny because he was like, you try writing 300 stories in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was like, and I'm like, I want that. I want that next year. I want to know why he had to write that much in 3 weeks. Like, what happened that, you know, what went off the rails that
stockholders.
Yeah.
So stockholder syndrome.
I was sad to see him go, but I'm like, yeah, he'll be back.
I don't know if he'll be back, but I like the way he went out.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, he'll be back in flashbacks because I'm sure they'll do maybe. More flashbacks. They need to because there's still a lot of backstory.
And, you know, we did not see him actually die. We just heard gunshots.
Yeah.
So he could very well be alive and, you know, that would be okay.
Or they could just download him.
Well, there's that. And then we had Elsie, the other human character who we were supposed to care about, but she was gone way too long for me to care about her when she
came back.
Well,
my thing about that is we got an answer to something.
Right.
Which was fine.
Yeah.
And it was the answer that I was expecting because I was like, it was Bernard, but it wasn't Bernard that did it. And I'm like, okay.
Bernard.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, yeah, she's gone too.
And then Charlotte, because Charlotte killed her.
Right.
And that wasn't even Dolores, or what was it? I think on the internet that they're calling her Charloris when it was Dolores and Charlotte's body or in the Charlotte sleeve.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy. Charlotte Hale was
that body
awesome
double sucked. The body double when Dolores comes out of Charlotte and Charlotte's standing there and they show them from the side
and there's
and
no
she's
clothes on her.
She's almost a head shorter.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, that's a sucky body double.
I don't know.
I'm like, why didn't you just split screen it and just shoot her from both angles?
I don't know.
Maybe that was the only thing where I'm like,
they only had 3 weeks.
That was probably my only technical like, you know, really. Right.
But that was
back
pretty
to
cool.
Shogun World.
Yeah,
it was cool because all the Lost references.
Yeah,
and the
there.
Shogun is from Lost. He was Dogun on Lost, the guy from the temple.
Right,
and then Rinko Kikuchi from Pacific Rim.
Yeah,
as the Maeve.
Yep.
of their world. That whole story was
as
cool. That's why I said I'd like to see maybe a story before the system went down.
Okay.
Like, just set up in their world.
And you know, Shogun World was for the people who found Westworld tame, which
right.
was interesting
well,
as
sure,
well.
Yeah. Like, so. Because a lot of bad stuff happens in feudal Japan.
Oh, yeah. But,
I mean, you think the Wild West is wild. Check out feudal Japan.
Yeah.
So.
But it was just a great nod.
Yeah.
Tip of the hat.
You know, the whole thing with different worlds, because in the original Westworld, there was medieval world and that type of stuff. So, and I'm sure we'll see something with the world still because they didn't all go down.
No. Well, the hosts all
lost their,
as far as we know, they all lost their thing. All right. But speaking of losing our thing and different worlds, we're going to take a quick break.
That's like not a very good segue at all.
I don't want segue.
We're gonna take a break and go into the segue here of listening to Aaron talk. Yo,
yes.
Joe.
So Aaron from the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. I'm trying to time it just right. Anyway, Yeah, so check out this ad from our buddy
way
Aaron.
Way too anal, you know that, right?
Ohio Twink comic show. Pete's. And we'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Aaron Dietrich with the Ohio Twain Comic Show. We'd love it if you joined us on July 22nd, 2018 at the Dayton Fairborn Holiday Inn. We're returning for our fifth year with special guest Master Daniel Piscina, or better known as Johnny Cage, Scorpion, and Sub-Zero from the original Mortal Kombat arcade games. So check us out 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on that Sunday. It'll be a blast. See you then.
And we're back. All right. So, July 22nd? It's coming up. Only a few weeks away.
Make sure you guys
check us out and that toy show out because it's awesome.
Why are
it's a
you
fun
talking
time.
Like that? Check this out and we'll be there.
I'm failing my fidelity test.
Thank you.
I'm having cognitive breakdown and...
That would make total sense, yeah, but I don't think it's because you're a robot.
I am a robot.
There was one part in that whole show where Dolores went robotic.
Yeah.
And it's when Teddy did what he did to himself.
Yeah.
She literally, like, I was like, man, I'm like, she really got robotic and dropped like a robot. I was like, woo.
She didn't expect that.
I don't think the audience expected that either.
I didn't. Like, you know, we knew Teddy was dead from all the flashbacks or flash
forwards.
Oh,
right, yeah, he's floating in the water.
Well, he's floating in the water, and then his body was on top of a pile of other, you know. So one thing we learned from that is a bullet does not destroy the housing for the memory core.
It shuts it down.
Yeah,
if
so.
If you think about the science of it, if you take a blow to the head,
yeah,
you're going to go into some kind of coma.
Sure.
If a host takes a blow to the head, it's going to shut them down like a coma, too.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be human. In the game, you're supposed to feel like they're human. And that. So if a host falls off a horse and hits their head, they're in a coma.
Right.
Or they're dead.
Right.
So when he shoots himself, I'm like, that makes total sense. He shut himself down. He knew what he could do to stop himself because he was afraid of himself at that point.
Well, so let's talk about that. Because she ruined, I'm going to say ruined, not from my opinion, but she ruined who Teddy was to Teddy.
Right.
So he got he was burdened with seeing his entire history.
Mm-hmm.
And then it followed up with she totally messed with all of his settings.
Yeah.
You know, she got rid of the factory default and, you know.
Teddy was the nicest guy in Westworld.
Yeah.
You could think of it that way. Nicest guy in Westworld.
Yeah.
And Dolores literally like 180'd him and made him the meanest guy in Westworld.
Oh, man. The scene.
Like, I would have liked to seen a scene with him and Bill.
Oh.
Would have been interesting.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, because I'm like, Bill is the most evil human in Westworld.
I don't think the man in black walks away from that encounter with Teddy the way he was
probably
there at
not.
The end. Like the way when he shot the guy by the train, he's like, you're taking too long.
Yeah.
But Teddy remembered what it was like to be the nicest guy
in Westworld. Yeah.
That was the tragic
I think
it
didn't really kick in until he beat that guy with his bare hands.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's starting to kick back. Like, the brain's starting to kick back on him. Because you could see it in his face. Like, he had to do it. He had to do it because that was his programming.
So,
but he didn't like it
at
any moment.
That was when he was woke.
Yeah.
Right? Because he even when they took him down below, he wasn't awake like Dolores or Angela or some of the other ones, Maeve and her crew. And when she changed his settings, he definitely wasn't awake. It was when he did that. That was his moment where he's like, okay, I'm.
Yeah, like, literally, like, as he's starting to beat him, you could see it was programmed Teddy.
Yeah.
But when he kept going and they showed him from the face point of view instead of the back, and you're just seeing his face, like, change, and you can see he can't stop himself.
He can't stop, and he's sad about it.
But he's just so, like, the anger isn't the anger at that guy. It's him, like, the sadness anger.
So, but that's why he let the Confederado lieutenant get away.
Yeah.
And that's why he let Akechi Tezu lieutenant, you know, from Ghost Nation get away.
Well, I mean, the Confederale was before he was programmed.
But he still, I still think his cornerstone was to protect Dolores, right?
Right, yeah.
So he fought his programming there, and that's, he still wasn't awake yet,
right?
But he was getting closer. And I think Dolores, she needed him to survive.
Yeah.
Because that's her cornerstone.
Her cornerstone was him and her father.
Right.
That's why the story with her father was there.
So I don't think Dolores was as woke as people thought.
I don't know.
I think she was still susceptible to her programming and her narrative.
I don't
think
it was being susceptible to her programming. I think that because she is a unique being
well,
in this
there's
world.
That, yeah.
That,
well, she's the first.
Well, right. But I think like the programming is there, but the uniqueness of her has been the attachments. Yeah. The attachments to her father, mm-hmm. the attachment to Bernard, the attachment to Teddy.
Right.
And, you know, when she finds her father, it's like it totally makes sense of why she became what she became at that moment.
Oh,
which wasn't like the harbinger of death. The harbinger of death didn't even happen at that point.
No.
She was just fighting her way through Westworld, trying to get where she needed to be. And the harbinger of death didn't happen until she had to cut her father's head off and take that ball out of there.
I think when she found him on the table,
nailed
to the table.
Nailed
which
to the
that
table.
Was,
I'm like, man.
Like, it's like, I know it's a robot that they're doing this to, but that's not cool.
Well, a lot of the stuff they've done to them.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right, so we haven't talked about Emily yet.
I mean, what is there to really talk about? It's kind of like a character where you're like, she's dead.
She had so much potential coming in when we were introduced to her in the Raj.
Yeah.
And then when she rolled up and she's like, hi, Dad.
Oh, I totally knew who she was.
Well, yeah. But,
yeah,
but like, the whole hi, Dad thing was great.
As soon as she got chased by the tiger and she was in Westworld, I'm like, oh, that's Bill's daughter, because they had mentioned Bill's daughter and shown the little girl and... You know, I'm like, oh, so that's her.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, here we go.
But it didn't.
Well, it's kind of like, and, you know, this show has a lot of comparisons to Lost.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Emily showing up was like Jack's dad continuously showing up, where you're like, okay, it's going to affect him, but not in the way that, you know, you think it is.
Right. Okay, so when we first meet Emily, host or human?
Oh, she's human all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's the Emily from Raj.
So who built Emily as the host for that end credit scene?
What end credit scene?
In the last episode?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, watch you didn't watch through the credits?
No, I didn't watch through the credits.
Oh.
Yeah, is there something at the end?
Dude, it's huge.
Okay.
We'll throw it on when we're done here.
Yeah.
I won't spoil that for you.
Yeah.
But
the thing is it wasn't a host. That was the real Emily.
That was the real Emily. She
but
had
here's
the card.
Here's the prediction.
Okay.
Because we're just all over the place. So when Dolores left, she took 5 memory balls with her.
At least, yeah.
Is that what they're called? Is that their technical name?
They're called
name?
Memory cores.
Memory cores.
Yeah.
So she took at least 5 cores that you see in the bag.
Right.
One of those cores is Bill. And here's where my prediction goes. Here's where my prediction goes.
Hold on.
Here's where my prediction goes. Bill, real Bill, Ed Harris Bill, is alive at the end.
Okay.
We see that.
Right.
You know, he's in bad shape, but he's alive. She built the younger Bill. I forget the name of the actor.
Jimmy Simpson.
Yeah.
Simpson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So she built that version. Because that's the version she remembers as being somebody like Teddy.
Who cared about her.
Who cared about her. So that version is active now. Because they didn't show who was all built.
So, yeah, you need to watch that.
Well, right.
You're wrong. Okay. I mean, so there's Maybe no easier way to say
did
it.
Did it show all five of the people?
No, but the thing with the man in black is... very, very cool at the end.
Okay.
So, well, I'll pull it up when we're done here. Emily was definitely human. He was human. He killed her. I did like him questioning, like, am I a host?
The reality.
And he started digging into his arm.
Well, right. It's the thing where You know, and I think it's where you sit there and watch it and you have to think, who is real?
Yeah.
What is real? I mean, even his wife says it to
I'll
him.
I'll do you one better. Why is real?
Yeah, okay. Okay. No more nerd references in this episode. Jeez.
Okay.
So, his wife questions him at one point when she's, like, drunk and laying in bed.
Right.
Are you real?
The Amazing Seal Award, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was happy to see that that's who they got. Yeah. Because I'm like, man, you know, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she pops up and stuff, and it's like, that's cool.
Was it Sisters? That was
yeah.
the show?
That Sisters.
Was a good show.
Yeah.
I like that one. So.
Yeah, and then she played Kimball's wife in Fugitive.
Yep.
And that. But she's just a really good, like, actress that you can bring in for one episode or something,
yeah,
and you're like,
solid.
Boom, you know? Because, and that's what I was like. Because
the cool thing about her is you see her, and you're like, sweet, it's Celia Ward.
Yeah.
But then she's the character. Like, there's a lot of actors who would come
in.
And
you're like, oh,
role.
She's going to die because yeah. she's his wife. Damn. But I'm like,
but
she could be back as a host.
She was his wife, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing was great. The thing with Emily wanting to send her back to rehab and then thinking
just a confrontation,
but thinking she was the reason that she killed herself when in reality Bill was
because she
mofo.
Was awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bill loved her
in his own strange way. Yes.
When we were watching, I'm like, you can tell that he loves her because of the things he was doing for her.
Right.
And that, but I'm like, in the end, he's just bad to the core.
Right.
But he knows he loves her, and that's why he told her what he told her, because he was going away. At that point, he was going away no matter what.
He was going to the park and never coming back.
Yeah, he wasn't coming back.
And so even
he wants to die.
Yeah. And you had Logan telling him, you know, you burned through our family.
Yeah.
Or maybe Delos told him that. I don't remember which one it was. But
Delos tells him in when they're having the confrontation the last time when he burns him.
Yeah.
And that,
he didn't burn him that time
because so. Delos put him in a spot.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, then just let him torture himself.
Yeah.
And so. He pretty much that Delos had remembered enough that he told him, you know, you've ruined us all.
Yeah.
And you know. Yeah.
I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Logan as a character because I'm sure we'll get a flashback with Bill watching him die during the overdose and not helping. It was interesting.
That was like the saddest part of this season was the Logan story
and that was the cornerstone memory for Delos. That was where it all
right.
like Bernard's son dying and him killing himself. And it got back to that. It was that point where he let his son down.
Right.
And he knew he killed his son.
Right. But even when Akache finds him, like after Bill had abandoned him in the world and he's under that tree, like there's a way out. There's a way out. And it's like, you know, just seeing
this isn't the right world.
Yeah. Just seeing him in that shape. And I like that actor. I like Barnes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ben Barnes.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah.
I like
was,
him.
Jigsaw.
Well, he was Caspian.
Well, that too. But
I just like that he can play that character.
Yeah.
Well enough that you're like, you can be sympathetic for him and hate him at the same time.
Yeah.
But when he shows up in that Delos flashback and, you know, there's the AI version of him standing there watching all this and how inhuman he's playing that and
versus
playing. Yeah.
Sitting on that lawn chair and then showing up like, Dad, I need help.
Yeah.
And he's like, beat it.
Well,
Sonny
and just trying to tell Delos, don't follow that path.
Right.
You know, it was pretty much like he being an addict. He was like, you're turning yourself into one too in a different way.
Well, and it showed Delos with his first trip to the park where he just was wholesale murdering people.
Oh, yeah.
He had the people in lines.
I own you.
Yeah.
Like pretty much that. I own you. Whenever one of you run, I'm going to shoot you.
Yep.
Like warned them and they still were get up and run.
Well, right.
And I'm just like, was anybody watching this? It's like, did anybody think
he had bought it at that point?
Maybe
you know?
We should say something.
But
all those programmers are total asses.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, just the way that...
We saw in the first season how they treated the hosts.
Well, the first season, and then, like, this season, the one that comes in when the two are looking at Akache, and he had been going for, what, 20 years?
10 or something.
And she's like, this let him run.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Do you not think of the consequences of what you're doing?
No, they don't.
And I'm like, nobody's watching. He got up, walked out, walked around Delos's building. And I'm like, oh, total, my God.
Total Ghost Nation makeup and everything. And nobody stops him.
I'm like, well, and you think about it. No, they wouldn't, because they probably just thought he was, you know, being sent down to the.
And so he had been in the real world, too. So, like, you know, it wasn't.
But that was wiped.
As foreign to him.
That was wiped from his memory.
Was it, like, you know, but that's the question, like. Because Maeve had her daughter wiped from her, but it still popped up.
I think that he, because of him, you know, running into, what's his name, in the desert, and just beginning to question reality.
Well, and that's what woke him up, really. Because then he went in and he found his wife in cold storage and.
Yeah.
So.
And his brother or whatever.
Yeah.
Pocahontas' son.
Yeah.
Those two were from the Twilight movies, too. I was like, oh, I recognize them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Well, the one.
Were they werewolves?
The boy. Yeah, they were part of the werewolf group. The boy did conventions for a long time.
Oh, right.
And his name's like Bobo or Boo Boo. Boo Boo. And I was like, the name's just unique.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I was like, hey, wait a minute. I think that's Boo Boo. And I'm like, look him up. I'm like, yep, sure enough. And I was like, well, the girl's from the Twilight movies, too. Mm. And I'm like, okay.
So what did you think of the Ghost Nation episode?
It was very interesting.
It was. I thought it was beautiful. I
like, him telling Maeve's daughter the story.
But he wasn't telling Maeve's daughter.
Well, I know.
He was telling Maeve. And
I realized
that.
I was like, okay, this is cool.
Well, because she understood. She spoke Lakota.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, okay. Like,
you realize.
He
like,
never, when he never broke to English.
Right.
Except for to talk to the to Bill.
Right.
So. Yeah, it was. I thought it was great. His arc is pretty heartbreaking, but it's over now. So.
Yeah.
I
like that actor too.
Yeah. So I think
so. He was on Longmire. He played. Okay. He played the reservation police chief.
Okay.
On Longmire, and I was like, when they said that he was on this season, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be really good.
So there was a different actor that was a Keechita in the first season.
Was there?
And he died.
Okay.
And so they had to go back to the. I guess they wanted to do more of the Ghost Nation stuff in season one.
I don't remember much about the Ghost Nation in the first one.
Well, they just kind of would pop up, and,
right.
and it was more in Maeve's memory of them coming through.
Well, right.
But they were definitely a bigger factor near the end.
Yeah.
But that episode, that standalone episode, told us so much, answered tons of questions.
Sure. Yeah.
It like, you know, we learned what happened to Logan and
right.
we learned more about why Ghost Nation is the way it is versus the other, you know, native indigenous
right.
Indian people.
Because they're literally the ghost.
They are.
In that world.
And but they were all awake.
Well, it was the idea of the pattern.
Yeah.
Him finding the pattern after Arnold had been suicide murdered.
Right.
And that pattern is like. You know, still something where you're like, well, what does it really mean? What does that pattern really mean? It wakes people up,
so
obviously.
It's if you look at it, it's the shape of a brain.
Well, like, right, but it's got a person on the inside
pattern,
of it too.
Right.
Yeah.
So and that's the door for the host.
Yeah, it's the whole Delos symbol, Westworld symbol thing and that. I mean, you know,
if you put it upside down, it's House Bolton's flayed man.
Okay.
Oh, wait,
what did you
told
think
me
of
no
my,
more geek reference,
what did you
though.
Think of? Well, that reference, you know, is okay. It's HBO show.
Okay.
But did you think of my comparison of characters from Westworld to characters in Game of Thrones?
Oh yeah,
I thought they were. I texted you and told you that we weren't finished with the season,
right?
But I literally said that Maeve was Daenerys
in
Targaryen.
A way,
in
yes.
a way, yeah. She had
I
her
think...
own goals and you know, a way of doing it. But I really think
Maeve doesn't want to rule anyone.
No,
that's the difference.
No.
And then with Dolores as Cersei, it's a little different because she wants to protect every host.
Yeah.
Whereas Cersei
But by the end she doesn't. By the end she's just going to burn the world.
And Cersei only cares about her family
that
entire time, and when Tommen takes the header out,
yeah.
All bets are off with Cersei.
Right.
Like, I don't think we've gotten to the
but we
all
got
bets
to that.
Are.
Teddy.
Well.
Teddy killing himself.
And she
was
said,
that where
she
she's
said,
like,
you're all I have left to him
yeah.
after, you know, Abernathy and everything. But I don't think we've hit the all bets are off stage of Dolores.
Oh, no. Not yet.
Because she's going to go into the real world and she's going to find out how dark it really is.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be like, these mofos got to go.
Yeah.
Just done.
And we don't know what their world is because right. we don't know what even what century it is at this point.
I mean, it's some future state yeah, it's, of what it's, it is. Now,
yeah. I really feel like that's probably late 21st century. Early 22nd century, sure. probably, of that. And it's, you know, this, that progression of what the world is now into that world.
Is it even Earth?
Oh, I think it's Earth. Yeah. yeah I think it's Earth. Because I think that, and, it, you know, it was a weird vibe of what it is, but the city they kept showing, like, kind of came off of Shanghai.
Well, they're in, so they are in the South Pacific.
Right, yeah.
You know, they're off, they're on an island off
on the
coast
island.
Of China.
And that, well, I mean, so, Delos's mansion and all that yeah. being across from it kind of felt like Shanghai
yep.
type of thing. But then they reference back to, you know, stuff in the, in like southern United States that's happening too. Like, you know, when they say that when we go back to the mainland.
Right.
And that, and I'm like, well, oh, well, you know. That's,
so the Delos Corporation, I guess, is in California.
Right.
That's where their headquarters are.
Right.
But no, they're off the coast of China. And so when they say going back to mainland, they're talking about to China first. Right. And then because even Elsie says to Bernard, but you cycled out, like you got to leave the park.
Right.
You know, how did this happen? And, you know, Bernard never had the explosive in his neck.
Right.
He, you know, he was just, he had DNA
right.
built into his, to his skin.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, He was as unique as Dolores, really.
How great was it when they found the Rumo Bernards?
Oh, that was terrible.
Like,
just all the different ones, like the way they had been destroyed.
It was, it was great in the fact that it was like, oh my God, this is where all the Bernards, like, because I wondered what they were doing with him.
Right.
Like, you know, because, but.
Whenever he got damaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole cortical fluid thing was interesting. You know, it added a nice bit of
the leaking out of the ear.
Out of the ear. It added a nice bit of urgency to him at the beginning of the season. And then
it reminded me of the androids from Aliens from that universe and that with the leaking and with
was it David? David was the one in Resurrection or Covenant, but what was the
David was in Prometheus.
In Covenant.
Yeah.
But what it was called, they were called something else during Alien.
What do you mean?
It had a different name, like Walter or something. Bishop. Like that. Bishop, that's what it was. Yeah, Bishop. Thank you.
That was Bishop. Lance Henderson was Bishop in that world.
So he got torn apart.
Yeah, and Winona was Call. Winona Ryder was Call.
That's right.
Yeah, which that was further on. And they all had unique names.
Right.
And that, but, you know, they were based off of people.
Yeah,
people, you know, like Lance Hendrickson's. It's kind of like Westworld, where it's like people.
Do you think these hosts are based off of real life people?
I think so.
Like actors and actresses.
Well, I imagine that some of it's like when we were talking about Incredibles 2 and how Pixar, like they threw family members into the movie. I think that some of these hosts were family members.
Yeah.
That, you know, and I think that some of it's just grab the history books and let's look through them and pick out people that look like that,
like,
you know, look like, well, it's like, you know, and she's, it's cool because she's put up some pictures comparing herself from early Dolores to current Dolores. And the picture she put up was a black and white picture that I think was on set or something.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, that really could be a historical, like, picture because of the way it looked.
Oh, like all those historical pictures that have Nick Cage in them. Like, there's people who
but
just
look
like
this
Nick
was
Cage
just,
throughout
this,
time.
This was just, like, going to Pigeon Forge and getting dressed up.
Oh,
and
that,
yeah, that's what it was. But, I mean, it looked like they had taken the picture so well and she had posed for it so well that I'm like, yeah, that could have been just, like, you know, girl on a prairie picture, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like the comparison picture that she put up where she's, you know, the bringer of death compared. And I'm like, you can tell where she flipped herself.
So speaking of her, with Tessa Thompson.
Yeah.
So Dolores was in Tessa Thompson for way longer than we thought, right?
Yeah.
And Tessa Thompson and Evan worked together to kind of form her motions. And if you go back and you start around, I don't know, it's right around like episode 7.
Sure.
Like she, you don't notice it on first watch, obviously, and you and I wouldn't have ever noticed it unless I heard Tessa Thompson's interview. But she talked about how, like, Evan, when she turns her head as Dolores, mm-hmm. she goes with her eyes first and then turns her head.
Right.
And around episode 7, Hale starts doing that when she's in the tactical vest.
When they kidnap her father.
Yeah. After that. No, no. So Hale is in the tactical vest for a little bit first. Right. And, but then she gets killed.
Right.
Like, you know. So all that stuff with the forge being flooded was not the very, like, last thing that happened.
Right. I know. Yeah. I'm just, there's still parts of the timeline where you're like, can I get a graph chart? Because I'm like,
can I get a flow chart?
Did that happen when that happened, or was this happening when that happened?
So it was when Elsie died. That's when Hale got killed.
But that happened early on.
And it was. It was early. Not so, but like in our timeline, the way we understood it.
So it was Hale who took Abernathy to the Mesa.
Yes.
Okay. That's the part where I was like, was that? Because she made a weird expression when they take Abernathy, mm-hmm. where I'm like, what's up with her now? Right. Like, what's her deal? Because I thought she was a host. Like, I've thought she was a host since last year. And that, but she was like a really well-built host that's running.
She was like a host 5.0.
Right. Like, she's running the company, like security and all that. And that, but here's a great one for you. How observant is Luke Hemsworth's character?
Yeah.
That
Ashley.
He knew
that
was a host.
So is he a host?
No.
So because he says, I was hired by the old man.
Yep.
My job was to protect the host. Yep. There's nobody in the park who knows the host better than him. He's going to be the one who can spot a host from 1,000 yards.
Right.
You know, I don't believe he's a host either.
No. So. I think he'll be working closer with Bill.
He's coming back next season.
Yeah. So. That's what I think. He'll be working like closer with Bill.
I don't know. I could see him joining the robot uprising out in the real.
Like he's going to protect them.
Yeah.
Or he'll protect Maeve.
Well, you know, Felix and the other guy are still kicking.
That's the one thing she was like, she's like, they're actually with her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you could tell I said that they actually respect her.
Oh yeah. I mean, Felix is a follower.
Yeah.
Of Maeve,
but I'm
for
literally
sure.
Like they're doing things for her, yep. and helping her, and they're not like being controlled.
Okay. So
it's just them doing it by choice.
When they had her like partially flayed open on the table.
Oh man.
That was rough. And
like
she had that,
3 episodes.
She had that big scar afterwards.
Yeah,
like, it was so cool the way they handled that.
I like that the opening credits tied to everything on this season. Like literally when the buffalo
is
falling out
of the sky
and you're like, when's that going to happen? And then when it happens, I'm like, this is freaking awesome.
This is the coolest thing ever. Like it's
the
one
guy gets gored and shoots the other guy. And I'm like, That's terrible. I'm like, that's a terrible way to go.
It's the half buffalo, half robot thing falling down.
So did you have a favorite episode?
Yeah. Well, I really liked Reunion. I love the finale. The finale was my favorite episode of the season.
Can't say that I had a favorite episode. I have favorite parts of episodes. Yeah. But like, I think the Ghost Nation episode.
Yeah,
was my favorite, like, for just storytelling and that. But, I mean, like, that's one big story.
It is.
But just to have that pause and everything that had been happening and just tell a story.
So, and Game of Thrones does that, too, right? They'll do that pause episode where they're like, okay, we're going to go off to the Citadel. Or we're going to go off to the Many-Faced God. And,
yep.
You know, and then we're going to come back and all hell's going to break loose.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah,
that's exactly what happened. And, you know, I mean,
well, it's that taking a break before the next big part of the story.
Right.
I mean, a lot of shows don't do that. The ones that stand out are like Airbender when they did the story.
The Ember Island Players before they went into the final battle there.
No. When Uncle, like, sang the song for his son at the end of the episode. And that was a good moment of break.
Was the Tales of Ba Sing Se.
Yeah.
Where it was the four different stories from Aang, Sokka, Iroh, and I think Zuko.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, that was a good moment.
Yeah.
to take a breath.
Yep.
And there's one, you know, we'll probably talk about Voltron next week, the season six. There's a moment in there where, you, like, an episode where you're like, that was a good breath.
That was my favorite episode this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it.
Yep.
So, all right. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give?
Go ahead. What are you giving it?
I'm giving this a solid 8.
Yeah? Yeah. I think I'd go with a 9.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I will. I think I'm pleased with where it went.
Mm-hmm.
After the end of last year, you're like, we're literally like, where is this going to go?
Yeah.
I'm pleased with where it went. I'm sad that some people may not come back.
Yeah.
And that, but I look forward to seeing where they go.
Yeah.
And hopefully we do see the other three worlds.
Yeah, I would like
or to. Or at least a mention of them so you can build your imagination on what they are.
Yeah. I'm interested to see if your ranking changes after we watch the end credit scene, which they waited way too long in the credits to put that on, in my opinion.
Well, that's probably why I didn't.
Which, yeah, because I almost missed it. Yeah. I just happened
to.
We
let the credits run.
Yeah.
But I stopped them at a certain point because I'm just like, okay.
Well, I was hoping there was going to be like, well, I was hoping they'd have the end of documentary thing on their right. little 11-minute thing that they did.
I try to avoid those until after I've watched the whole
thing.
Well,
and it was at the end.
Yeah.
Like, so,
but
like,
I mean, they do them at the end of every episode.
Right, and I don't watch them
and
either.
I try not to watch them until after I've done.
I didn't watch any previews this year either for upcoming episodes.
I didn't feel like there was previews for upcoming episodes. There was just the previously on.
I will say the previously on, if you noticed, there was no dialogue.
No.
It was all scenes and music and beats, and it was amazing.
It was some of the most vicious stuff that they showed on the episodes.
Oh,
yeah.
So, all right, I'm gonna change it to an 8.5.
Okay.
So, just thinking about it, like I love this. I mean, I've watched every episode twice.
Okay.
And then I've been going through a re-binge now without having to wait in between. I do think that this is a show that is best done in 2-episode chunks over the span of 5 days.
Which I did, so.
Right.
I mean.
I think waiting.
I think that there might have been. We watched 3 episodes at the end.
Yeah.
Because somewhere in there, we only could watch 1 episode. And that one night. But, like, there was. Yeah. At the end. Yeah, we watched 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Like, in a row. And.
I mean, waiting like the week wasn't, like,
a 3-hour movie
go,
type
but,
thing.
Yeah. So
pause it at the end of every episode and be like, okay, if you got to go to the bathroom, go now, because once we get back on this ride, we're not stopping.
It's intermission.
it's literally what I said to her between
hit the snack bowl.
The second to last and last episode. I paused it. I said, well, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I said, you better go to the bathroom because I'm not pausing this until it's over with.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I'm like, we got to see what's happening.
I mean, this is a 11-hour movie.
Yeah.
That they threw together. Threw together is not even the right term. That they beautifully crafted.
Does this make you... Would you want to see Jonathan Nolan do a Jurassic Park movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I would
just
like
because,
to see... I would like to see Jonathan Nolan do a Batman movie.
Yeah.
I would like to see
Jonathan... Without Christopher?
Nolan do a lot of things without Christopher.
Well, Jonathan Nolan did Batman movies with his brother. But I mean...
I would like to see him and Lisa
Joy. Like I told you, you could watch Person of Interest and get a little bit of Batman feel, too, because Caviezel does a really good Batman without the mask on. Caviezel could have been Batman at one point. Yeah. Well, he talks in that tone, like most of the show. And it's like, you know, but it's another show where it's like there's a lot of flashback that tells story about the characters.
Right.
That you're like, holy crap. When you find out stuff, you're like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my land.
And not everybody's a good guy on that show either, so.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Sweet.
So watch Person of Interest. Watch Westworld. Watch Person of Interest before Westworld. And, you know, maybe you'll think the same thing I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, feel like it was a test run.
Is that still on Netflix?
I don't know.
I have to look.
Yeah.
I might try and start that.
It's just one of those things where I really think now that Jonathan Nolan might have went, you know what? I want to do Westworld while he was working on Person of Interest. And it was just the test, you know.
I like it.
So Person of Interest is his Arnold and Westworld is Bernard.
Or his Ford.
Yeah, well, you know. No, but I think that, like, you know, you get some beats of the AI, mm-hmm. like, you know, the ethics of what AI right. is and all that type of stuff. I think some of those beats are used in this show and were used in Person of Interest to the point where I'm like, yeah, this could be a prequel. Like, Person of Interest could have been a prequel.
Yeah. I think Isaac Asimov would have a real problem with the robots in this one because they violate all three laws.
There were no laws.
Well, yeah.
So anyway. It's just that it's that idea of, you know, because of Asimov, programmers who program robots will mm-hmm. not do what he said.
Right.
You know, so. We'll get Cylons. Yeah.
Yep.
Or host.
So, yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week with some Voltron talk.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just go random.
No, I think we should save our random cast to right before the Ohio Twain comic show. So.
We don't plan random casts. Random casts just happen.
I know. It was the joke.
I wasn't born in the random cast. Random cast was dropped on me.
No, you merely adopted it.
Yeah, wow. Oh, is that what I did? Oh, so I have to do the voice. How's it go? How's that line go?
I was born into the darkness. Oh. And you merely adopted it.
Oh.
So
I was born into the random cast. You merely adopted it.
So, no, you adopted it.
You adopted it. I am random anyway. So it's like that conversation could just go off anywhere.
Yes.
Obviously, because.
Case in point.
Because, right. The whole episode. If you were doing a Westworld episode with anybody else, it would have been episode by episode review. I'm like, screw this. We're going all over the place.
I didn't bother taking notes.
No.
I didn't bother printing out episode guides.
Nope, because that's not the way I review stuff.
It's fine, and it's fun, and I love it. So.
Because it's episodic television, and episodic television is hard to review.
Yes.
Compared to a movie.
Well,
a movie I can review easily because
so
it's like
if we did this
beginning,
every
beginning, middle, end.
Like I think with Game of Thrones, we're literally gonna have to do the last season every week because they're all gonna be 2 hours long.
Murder me.
So it's 6 weeks. You can deal with it.
Murder me.
And it doesn't have to be the entire episode. That's the beauty of it. All right.
Murder me.
On that note, I'm gonna go murder Johnny.
No, not you. I've got people to do that already.
So I'm going to run over to Johnny's house and press the delete button on a lot of things.
Burn it all. Just burn it
just
all.
Just burn the house down.
Just burn the toys and everything. And record it so everybody freaks out. Blue Snaggletooth!
The other Blue Snaggletooth! All right. On that note, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later.
The Infamous Podcast was recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is. And we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Later.